Sharing once again from my heart in Christ, a message on the power and blessings of God's Word in 2 Timothy 3:15-17. From childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So if you want to be thoroughly equipped for every good work, be in the Word of God. There's a power and blessing of God's Word that speaks right here. And this is paraphrase. I'm not sure where I got it. Could be just from the Holy Spirit. But it just says, the Scripture is inspired of God and is profitable to show us the path to walk in, to show us where we get off the path, to show us how to get back on the path, to show us how to stay on the path, that we will be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. The Word of God does all of that. The Word of God is like a searchlight, a mighty flashlight from heaven. It goes into your heart, and it's only the Word that can do the mighty work. The Word is all-powerful. The Word of God, Jesus said, is life and spirit. It never returns to God void. The words I'm speaking right now, going through the airwaves, these words are God's words. In Isaiah 59, 9 and 10, and the Word of God says, in 1 Peter 1:25, His Word endures forever and never returns void. Hallelujah, Father. Your Word is doing a work in those dear ones out there and in me. Hallelujah. And hear with your hearts, Romans 15, verse 4. All Scripture is written aforetime for our learning, that we might through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, the verses of God, have hope. Hallelujah. We have hope in the Word and faith in the God of the Word. And one that I like to use when I am needy of help from heaven, Psalm 17, verse 4, which says, by the words of God's lips, I have kept myself from the destroyer. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be kept from the destroyer? Hallelujah. Well, use God's word against him. That's how Jesus defeated him. You can read all about it in Luke 4, Matthew 4. By the word of God's lips. And most scriptures I'm quoting are older New King James. And I know other translations may say it differently, but that's what it says. Psalm 17, verse 4. By the words of God's lips, we are kept from the destroyer. He's out there, but greater is Christ in us who honors his word, alert and active to perform it for you and me. So, Father, just give us a love for your word, faith in your word, and hope in the God of the word. In Jesus' holy name, amen.